Hey, I am Matthias Shapiro. I'm a Windows Phone technical evangelist, and this is Inside Windows Phone, where we talk about all things Windows Phone. And today, what we're going to talk about is using another product that Microsoft created called Azure Mobile Services to drive the back end of our phone. It's a really simple, fast solution if you need a quick, easy, and powerful solution for your Windows Phone back end, creating a cloud service that can drive your application. So we're going to walk through what Azure Mobile Services gives us, and there's a lot of stuff. We can get some authentication. We're going to walk through some push services that we get from Azure Mobile Services. And we're going to see what that looks like inside of our Windows Phone. And then last, we're going to talk a little bit about how we can take bits and pieces of Azure Mobile Services. Azure Mobile Services was designed to be an all-encompassing solution for mobile developers. And of course works wonderfully with Windows Phone, but we can also use it to just drive a part of our application, maybe a gap that we have inside of our app. We can use Azure Mobile Services to fill that gap. So we're going to start out by going to windowsazure.com, and we open up a portal and we get to a manage page. Now, we can get a lot for free with Azure Mobile Services. When you sign up, you can get 10 free mobile services to run whatever mobile applications you need. And then even as we start to scale those services up, as our application becomes more popular and more in demand, the cost of getting ramped up to support more devices or to support a heavier load is very, very low. But let's just get started, because that's what we're going to want to do when we get started with Azure Mobile Services. Inside of our Azure portal, we've got a Mobile Services tab, and you can see what I have here is I've got three services already. But if I wanted to create a new one, I can go down to the bottom and simply click Add New. I can create all sorts of new things, and Azure Mobile Services is one of them. I click Create, and I say, well, this is my Inside Windows Phone demo. I use an existing database with a subscription that I already have in place. And we can start it. And I've got my database that I'm going to be using for this particular demo. And if I don't have a database in place, all I have to do is create a new database, and that's just a part of the workflow. It's very, very easy. I get started, and you'll see that it is running all the creation pieces to put my new service in place. Now, instead of waiting for that, I'm just going to jump over to a project that I already have in place, and that's called my to-do service. So I open it up, and if you've just started a new service, Azure Mobile Service, you'll come to this page. This is my favorite part. We can choose a platform. Do we want Windows Store? Well, we can just create a new Windows Store app. We can download, it points us to the tools if we don't already have them installed. And we can create a table and just download all the code we need for our app. And we can download that in C# and JavaScript. But we're not talking about Windows Store. We're talking about Windows Phone. It's the exact same thing. We can create a new app, get the tools, create a table, and just click on that button, and then we download all the code that we need to drive our mobile application. So I've already done that. I've already downloaded the code. And here it is. And the way it works is that I have a particular item with a number of properties. And I can take this item and simply create what my application will do. Well, let's just open it up and take a look at what the application will do. So what it does is I can simply type something in here, create a new item, click Save, and then it'll save that to my mobile services, and I can access it from any device. Now, one thing that we get out of Azure Mobile Services that is very, very valuable, and that I actually already have in place inside of this application, is authentication. Let's say we don't want just anybody going in and inserting an item into our database. We only want users that we know and are familiar with, or that have registered maybe with our application. Those are the only people who can insert items into the database. We're actually going to see if I click save, we're going to have an error because I've set up my mobile service for exactly that scenario. So to do that, to deal with that, what we do is we'll go over to our data. Here's my table. Here's all of the items that I've added using this service. And if I open up my table, I can go over to my permissions. And I can say, okay, for permissions, I actually want anybody who has the application key. That is, anybody who's opened up my application with the key provided by Azure Mobile Services can insert something into my app. So now, you see, we've made that update through the portal UI. And if we go back to the application and we run it, a new item, and we create a new item, we hit save, and you can see now we don't have that crash because anybody can go in and add items to our database. So let's take a step back and re-implement our authentication. We go back to our portal, we say, yeah, I only want authenticated users. So now we have to go through the process of adding the authentication UI to our application. Azure Mobile Services gives us this really fantastic option. If we go back to our service and we click on identity, you can see that we have authentication available for Microsoft accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And you might think, oh, okay, well, that means I'm going to have to implement Facebook, a Facebook OAuth solution, including adding a web browser. But that's not actually the case. With Azure Mobile Services, I've put my authentication code right in here, and all we have to do is this little line of code right here says we're going to add the Azure Mobile Services SDK manage all of that. It's going to manage the UI, it's going to manage the callback URL, it's going to manage everything we need in order to do authentication. And so in this case, we want authentication with Twitter. We could also just say authentication with Facebook or with Google or with a Microsoft account, formerly Live account. So we'll do Twitter, save the application, run the application. And now when I start up my app, my Azure Mobile Service SDK gives me everything I need, points me exactly the right URL, handles all the client keys and all that sort of great stuff. And part of what's great about this is this means that I don't have to put my client secrets, I don't have to put any of my OAuth information inside my application, so it's not vulnerable to anything. It all lives inside of my Azure Mobile Service. And if I have to make any updates to any of that information for applications that I'm supporting in Windows Store or Windows Phone or even iPhone or Android, or iOS or Android, I don't have to go into every individual project to do that. I do it in one place, and that's in my Azure Mobile Services portal. So I'm going to log in here. You can follow me on Twitter at Matthias Schaap. And then I'll hide my password so you can't see it. We'll sign in. Redirects me back to the internet. And that says, okay, you're logged in as an authenticated user. And now I can add something as authenticated users. Okay, I save, I'm authenticated, I can add things into my database again. So we've got a great database set up. We now have authentication, so only our authenticated users can access it. Let's talk about something that really is, I find very exciting about Azure Mobile Services, which is push notifications. So I'm gonna go out here and pin my Azure Mobile Services to my front screen so that, and what we'll do is we'll add some push notifications that drive all of my, that drive the tile on my front screen. So stop my application, save it, and we'll go into our portal and look at what we have available for push. So for push, in order to implement push, all I need to do, I've got a bunch of items I can send in here. I've got Google Cloud Messaging, Apple Push Notifications, and Window Application Credentials. And this handles my push notifications across all platforms. Now with Windows Phone is actually a little bit different. With Windows Phone, what we need to do is, if we have an application and we want our application to be able to deliver or to receive push notifications from a server, we call a channel URI. And this is a per application URI that we use to send off a notification along with a package that describes what sort of push notification we want sent to the phone. And so we'll need to go inside of our Windows Phone application, get that channel URI, and send it to Azure Mobile Services. So we actually have that in place here. Here's my push notification code. You can see it's actually very, very simple. What I have is, I actually start it out in my app.xaml.cs, where I go to right here. I have a public static property. I have a public static property called current channel. It's an HTTP notification channel. And when I tell my application to acquire that channel, it goes and it finds that channel. If that channel exists, then we're fine. If it doesn't exist, I create a new one, I open it up, and I'm going to bind it to my shell toast. I can either bind it to my shell toast or I can bind it to my shell tile. Either way is fine. So I'm actually going to do both of those, because I think that this demo actually works with our shell tile instead of toast. Toast is, if you're unfamiliar, in Windows Phone, toast notifications kind of come down like a text message inside your application, and tile notifications are sent actually to the live tile that exists on your home screen. So that's all I need. Once I get my notification channel, I have a channel property inside of the object that I'm updating. And then when I click a button to save my item, I simply add my channel as a string and insert that to-do item. And now all of the information in order to send those push notifications is updated in on my server side. So in order to actually send, that's great, but how do we actually send that push notification? What I'm doing here is I'm actually using a server-side script to drive this notification. So what you can do is, you see this script tab, and if we open it up, we can actually run different scripts depending on what's happening to the data. We can run a script on inserting data. Whenever we insert data, it'll run the script on updating, deleting, or reading data. And this gives us a lot of power. We can drive additional services all from the server side, and that means, especially as we're working cross-platform, if we decide, I don't want to send a push notification every time I do an insert. I actually want to send a push notification every time I do an update. We don't have to change that code on all the platforms that we're supporting. We change it one time, we change it in one script, and then all of those changes will go out to every platform that we are writing for. So in this case, whenever the user inserts something, we're going to execute this function. We're going to say, let's create a tile payload, and let's send a message to that tile using Microsoft's push notification service. We'll save that. Now we'll go back to our application. When we run our application, we'll see that we can get that update inside of our app. So we go back, we run our application. It starts up. I log in again. Back to my app, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a push notification. Hit save. Okay, it looks like the item got added. And now we should see this push notification come through with the Microsoft push push notification service. And what you can see is that our tile has changed. We're going to wait a second for it to come back to the front. But you see, we've got that number, the little badge number that says we have two items because I just hard-coded two in there. But you see, it also has implemented the entire tile flip system that we have inside of Windows Phone. And so this is really great. One of the things that I think this demonstrates is very powerful is that you can start a brand new application with Azure Mobile Services. From start to finish, it can support all of your needs. However, we could also use Azure Mobile Services to drive an update to an application we have. Let's say we have an app and we want to do push notifications, but we don't want to do the full server-side support for that. No problem. Create a new Azure Mobile Services, have your table manage all of your channel notification URIs, and all of a sudden, you have push notifications, a new great way to drive users back into your application to let them know that data has updated or changed, and we can support that entire scenario, but just that narrow scenario, using Azure Mobile Services with very little overhead on our part. In addition, lastly, I would encourage you to check out a blog post from our Azure Mobile Service evangelist, Nick Harris. And he's got a great post on uploading image data to Windows Azure Mobile Windows Azure Storage using mobile services. And this is a great example, kind of a coming together of the things that we've seen and talked about here. He uses a server-side script, and what he does, just to give a high-level overview, is the server-side script communicates with Windows Azure Storage. It gets a secure channel from Azure Storage, and then sends that back to the application. And then the application can take that channel and upload image data to Blob Storage, which is where image data should be living. And so it's a complete solution that he has here. It's very easy to implement, and it's very secure so that your application can handle basic data, but also image data or file data or video data, anything that you need using the appropriate Blob channel storage. So that's Azure Mobile Services quickly and in a nutshell. And if you need any more information, feel free to contact me. My name's Matthias Shapiro again. I'm on Twitter at Matthias Shap. And I'm willing and ready to help anybody who has any questions with Windows Phone, Azure Mobile Services.